Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Following Orders. This file will have you do many things for which you will need a sheet of paper, a pen, a surface to write on, and the willingness to obey. Make sure that the sheet of paper is empty, other than perhaps some lines, and the pen is not a pencil, not a marker. You will need a pen, something that, when writing, does not easily erase. Words are important, and writing on paper is a very good way to let the importance of words echo through your mind. Once you write something down, it becomes more powerful, more permanent, and this is why it's important to listen and obey, following my orders and writing what I tell you to write, doing what I tell you to do. You'll also find that everything you write down will resound deep within you. It will echo in your emotions and flow through your feelings. The more you look at your words later, the more you will feel everything that you've written down, the whole process of each and every word will move you deep inside, because it is very important to know what words mean to you and why you write them down. Everything you write down is important to you and to me. And it's important to me to know that you will do your absolute best to obey without thinking, without judging, just letting yourself focus on the moment at hand. And the more you focus, the more you listen to my words, the more you let yourself drift to the sound of my voice, getting ready to obey all of these things without a question, without a thought, doing what needs to be done purely to obey. Words have power, meaning. They have a definition and a deep sense of purpose. And that sense of purpose is something that I am going to give you through those words. Words that you will write, that you will feel, that you will see and hear echoing through you. And this file, this experience is something to be treasured. But it's very, very important to follow my orders. I want you to act without hesitation, to follow the commands, to do as you're told. Obedience can be rewarding in itself, because the more you obey, the calmer you will feel, and the more you notice the purpose flowing through you, and you know what you must do. So now that I have that introduction out of the way, and your mind is already teetering on the edge of dropping deep, your eyes open, listening, focused now on the sheet of paper in front of you. I want you to look at the blankness of it. Currently, the paper has only one purpose, and that is to be filled. Just like your mind, the paper is blank. It is ready to receive the words that we're going to write on it. It is ready for you to write, to take the pen in your hand and move it closer, ready to write down the words that I will tell you to write. And there's an anticipation in this as well, the anticipation of an empty canvas, the possibilities still infinite and endless, looking at the blankness as embraced inside as it is outside. The beauty of a blank slate to be designed and designated as needed. Now I know that you want to focus, so keep your focus down on the piece of paper. Make sure that you do not let yourself get distracted in any way. Even if I make you wait, you will simply delay your thoughts until I give new ones. I know you want to write. I know you need to write. However, your hand will follow my orders just like the rest of you. Your hands will do as I tell them to do, while your eyes are simply observers for whatever is happening next. Now write down, I must obey. These are words that you will probably have heard and felt many times before. Look at them. Look at the stark contrast between the blank slate and the words written down just now in your own hand. You wrote them. You are the one that the paper is talking about. Now underline obey, because you have no choice. You must obey. And that line, that emphasis, draws your attention to the word immediately. The canvas is no longer blank. Right now, the only thing is that you must obey. The next step, of course, is who do you obey. So write down the word you after obey. And you are listening to the one that you obey. And as you see the words before you, I must obey you. You can also see that there is something missing, isn't there? There's a word missing from the end of it, a phrase that you have known very well. The simple questions of what must you do? And who do you obey? And the final word, how much do you obey me? Write down completely at the end of the sentence that you have now. It finally feels complete, doesn't it? Now write it again underneath the first sentence. I must obey you completely. Making sure to enjoy the time as you write, the words of my voice sneaking through your thoughts, drifting deeper and deeper, because you want to obey completely. Now the second sentence is not exactly the same as the first if you've been following orders exactly. There's one thing missing, which is to underline a word. Now we could underline the same word again, but it's also nice to feel different ways at times, so this time, underline completely. Let it be an emphasis of the fact that you obey completely, without thinking, without thought, simply following instructions directly, without a single hesitation. Now, of course, I could make you write down why you obey. There are probably many, many reasons. All kinds of thoughts, feelings, sensations, some of which don't even have a clear explanation. So there's a simple word that we can add to the bottom of these two sentences, just below them, that will explain completely why you do it. Because. Write it down underneath the two sentences. And while it is a simple word, it really boils down to simply because. You must obey completely because it is your purpose, your desire, your need, your want. It is in your soul, your senses. It is in your sight, your sound. Because. Now crumple up the paper. Are you sure you want to have that crumpled up with all those nice things on it? Didn't we talk about that you want to obey completely? Flatten it back out. Do your best to make the creases as flat as possible again. Take your time. It is important that you see what you've done. Because no matter how much you try, the creases will not go away completely. But I want you to try to really smoothen it out, as if to smoothen out the crinkles in your own mind, at the same time accepting that this is not possible. The paper is imperfect, and this is how we accept it. Underneath because, write down, actions have consequences. And accept deep inside that this is the case. The consequences may be good or bad, and that's okay. Sometimes the consequences are those you didn't exactly expect. But look at the paper and look at the words. Actions have consequences. And this is completely fine. You can see the words on the paper, the sharp lines contrasted against the white of the paper itself. The beautiful shapes of your handwriting. No matter how it looks to an outsider right now, are important because they are your words. They are your thoughts. You must obey me completely. You must obey me completely because. And actions have consequences. Now underneath, actions have consequences, write down, I agree. By themselves, those words may appear meaningless, but you do agree. You agree with all of the above, like a license agreement. All of the words matter to you. All of the words flow through your mind as you read them again and again, focusing on them as you listen, your eyes wandering across the paper, seeing so few words. Now, behind the first sentence, There should still be some space if you took a good piece of paper. So after the word completely, you'll write down more and more. This might feel like a contradiction, and at the same time, it does show your growth over time, the sensation of wanting to improve yourself. And you want to improve yourself, don't you? I don't have to tell you that every time you listen, you become more obedient, you feel yourself submit deeper. And you might even notice that this happens more powerfully than you expect. Every listen, every time, every word I speak echoes deep inside of you. Now rip the paper in half. Did you really want to rip this paper in half with all your words on it? This isn't as simple to repair, is it? What to do? I guess we'll have to fix it somehow. In front of you, you can see the torn paper, maybe even right through a sentence. Well, put one half aside and leave the biggest half in front of you, flipping it over so that we once again start with an empty canvas. The empty canvas echoing the state of your mind. Now write down all we have done before and do your best to remember each and every piece. I must obey you completely, more and more. I must obey you completely, because actions have consequences. I agree. And once you're done, make sure that you check to remember to underline the words obey in the first sentence and the words completely in the second. And once you're done, you can finally take a nice deep breath and let out all your thoughts. Look down at the paper. See all the words again. Look at how they echo your mind. And by now you can add the words completely after I agree. And once you've added that, underline I agree completely. Very good. Now this time I'm sure you're paying more attention than before. You've grown, you've learned. This piece may still show the faint creases of the crumpling of before, and these are like scars of each lesson that you've learned. The crumpling should be cherished. These scars are a show of your improvement over time. And even though there were clearly some kinks to be ironed out, you have become all the better for it. Now that you finally repaired some of the damage, I guess it is time to do even more. Beneath I agree completely, you will add, obedience helps me learn. and this will help you remember that to obey doesn't just give you purpose, it helps you grow and improve over time. It gives you the strength to carry on and deal with mistakes. Mistakes are an opportunity to learn, and this paper shows that beautifully. I want you to very carefully fold it. Fold it several times, as cleanly as possible, so that it is small enough to fit in the palm of your hand. Take all the time you need for this. It is important to be careful. Very good. Take all the time. And I'm sure that you value the importance of obeying completely and feeling the positive results, even when it looks or feels like a disaster. Now look at the small piece and place it in the palm of the hand that you used to write with. Close your fingers around it so that it disappears from view. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine that piece. Feel it in the palm of your hand. See it in your mind's eye, your imagination. And even hear the crinkling of paper as you crumpled it, tore it, folded it. And also feel the texture of the paper. Cherish the warmth of it, the proof of your diligence, following orders, doing the best you can, and learning from every moment. I'm very, very proud of your participation. And this file comes with its own reward. After I wake you, you can open your hand and keep it as a keepsake for a little while, as a reminder of what you've done and what you've achieved. And most of all, that you know deep inside that you must obey completely. Now take a very deep breath and let it all out. And remember how nice your mind felt as a blank piece of paper ready to obey, to be written on with words that tell you what to do. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. Well done. And don't forget to look at the paper.